most countries in the world do not subsidize fuel. I could think about Venezuela as being a very extreme case of a country that subsidizes fuel, and we know what happened there. So in 2019, the subsidy had come down to about 270 million Trinidad Tobago dollars, down from, you know, where it was in my time as minister, $4 to $5 billion a year. So due to falling oil prices and increasing prices at the pump, the subsidy largely came down, and therefore the removal of the subsidy isn't really much of a, it wouldn't have much of an impact on the price at the pump. And I think Minister Imbert said that. So at current oil prices, if you allow the market to determine the price of the pump, then the price of the pump shouldn't be much different from what it is right now.